The reason why we started this podcast is so that we can help more coaches to grow their businesses with webinars and seminars. Hi, and welcome to the Founders Go Naked podcast, the show that helps six-figure high-ticket coaches who hate marketing scale their business to seven figures and beyond with webinars. In this introduction episode, I want to tell you a bit about the struggles of starting and growing a marketing agency that specializes in promoting webinars and seminars. And I'll also bring you on the journey of how we grew from a one-man operation to a 13-person strong team serving clients all over the world. More importantly, I want to explain why we started this podcast for coaches, course creators, and service providers who want to run webinars and seminars. So for starters, let me introduce myself. My name is Terence Tam, and I'm the founder of Radical Marketing. We have generated over 1.5 million leads for webinars and seminars since we started about 10 years ago. But if you told me this was possible when I first started this business, I would have laughed at you. Because when I first started, I just wanted a lifestyle business to work a few hours a day and make a decent income. But throughout the years, my vision and confidence kept on expanding. And that's why our goal now is to serve even more clients and be the best in the world at what we do. But the journey hasn't exactly been a bed of roses. In fact, I started this marketing agency when I decided to relocate my family from Australia to Malaysia. And I was still adapting to this new country. I mean, we are talking traffic jams, pollution, and lots of noise compared to quiet little Australia. And the way people do business here was completely foreign to me. To top it off, my daughter was just 2 years old when I started this business, and I had no other income sources as I had to close down my business in Australia. It was tough. In fact, we had to move in to share a condo unit with my parents, who were also living in Kuala Lumpur at that time, to save costs. But thankfully, there were also a few good things about living in Malaysia. Cost of living here is cheap, and there's so much good food and shopping everywhere. Plus, company and personal taxes are much lower than Australia. The cost of running a business is also much lower, with overheads, hiring people, rent, and taxes. All right, don't get me started on taxes in Australia. So back to my business. I got started with marketing events by luck. In fact, it was my cousin who introduced me to someone he knew by the name of Aaron Sim, who was promoting multiple speakers from the US and Canada in Asia. Back then, he was using newspaper ads and direct mail to fill up his seminars. So I convinced him to give Facebook ads a try to fill up his seminar. This was way back in 2014, so there was hardly anyone in Malaysia or Singapore doing it then. Guess what? We managed to reduce his cost per attendee at his seminar by over two-thirds at the very first go. And eventually, we managed to reduce his cost per attendee by over 80%. So from then on, word got out and we started getting other clients in the industry. Today, we have a team of 13 people in-house serving clients around the world. And our goal is to become the best digital marketing agency for webinars and seminars in the world. Why? Because I believe that traditional education is broken. And I want to help coaches and course creators share their practical knowledge and wisdom so that people's lives can be elevated. In fact, I don't think my business would have survived if I did not have a coach helping me when I first got started. So the reason for starting this podcast is the fact that we cannot help all the coaches in the world with our done-for-you marketing service. But with this podcast, we are able to impact more people. Look, I'm not going to conceal the fact that on a more selfish level, I hope to work with some of you who are listening to this podcast today. So I'm not exactly Santa Claus, all right? Now, what can you expect from this podcast going forward? Well, each week you will get a solo podcast from me and an interview podcast. So you'll be getting two podcast episodes per week. How awesome is that? In this solo podcast, which I will be keeping to a short 10 minutes, I'll be sharing practical tips and strategies on how to market your events based on actual stuff that we are using for clients so that you are on top of the latest digital marketing strategies. For example, we'll talk about ways on how to bring down your cost per lead for your webinars, how to create a hook for your ad that will get attention, how to use the latest features on the Meta platform, and how to use AI to convert more leads into sales.
Hey, don't forget about me.
Oh, yes, sorry. I forgot to mention that in the solo episodes, you might hear from Doubting Debbie. She is an AI persona who is my biggest skeptic, but she'll be lots of fun as well.
I'm just here to make your podcast more interesting and keep your big ego in check.
Well, thanks, Doubting Debbie. I don't know what I'll do without you.
You're welcome.
So, moving on, in an interview podcast, I will have successful coaches on the show. Not only will we get ideas and tips on how to market events, we'll also get personal and talk about the challenges and sacrifices involved in building their businesses. We'll be releasing the solo episodes each Monday and the interview episodes each Thursday. So, you're probably wondering, how is this podcast different from all the other ones out there? Well, first of all, we're going to focus on the topic of marketing events like webinars, seminars, challenges, and so on, specifically for coaches. And as I said, it's not based on theory. It's based on what's actually working for our clients. It's kind of a behind-the-curtains look at how it all works in a marketing agency. Oh, and the other thing is, when we do the interview podcast, we are going to get deep into the dark secrets of our interviewees, if possible. We don't just want the surface level stuff that everybody hears about, but we're actually going to dig deep into the personal stuff that goes on behind the scenes that actually plays a big role in the success of 7- and 8-figure coaching businesses. In fact, I was amazed to discover that some of our featured guests in the first few podcasts had actually been in jail before, and yet today they have incredibly successful businesses. Best of all, it's just going to be fun. So plug in, whether you're driving at a gym or doing a morning routine. And if you're ready to get into the meat and potatoes, go ahead and listen to episode 1 right now, where I'll talk about the 5 ways to get lower CPLs for your webinar. I'll see you in episode 1.